Right now it is time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian joins us on Thursday mornings, and we take a look at news, of course. Good morning, Brian, and a happy new year in advance.
And the same to you, Marshall, and what a weird year it has been, and what a weird ending to this year with Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump sort of forming an alliance that failed. And a reminder of the power of one person in the Senate Majority Leader.
You know, I don't normally look back at a year and say, hey, the year's been great, the year's been bad. But you know what? This has been a bad year all around. I mean, it's been bad predominantly more for people of lesser income, people in the restaurant industry, all the first-line responders. It's just been an unbelievable pressure-cooked year that really started for us in February, but actually, unbeknownst to us, started right about this time without any of us knowing with COVID-19.
It was, in fact, on this day a year ago, on December 31st, that the WHO got the first word of this strange virus in China. And from there, of course, we know what happened. Let's not forget also that in that same time, we now have two or maybe three vaccines that seem to be highly effective. That's a remarkable development in terms of science and offers a lot of optimism about what can be done with other diseases that have so far seemed to be incurable.
Well, there are those bright spots. I was saying everybody has personal high spots, and there are the bright spots, and also the election. But the election has even turned into a negative story because, once again, now it'll be delayed. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris becoming vice president and Joe Biden becoming president will become official on January 6th. But now it'll be 3.5 or 4 hours later because one person in the Senate, one person in the Congress is going to dispute this. So, I mean, you know, it just won't end. That particular diagnosis just won't end.
The good news is, though, that the moratorium on evictions in the new COVID relief bill will not apply to the White House.
No, that's right. I've heard it that way. That will not apply to the White House. But, you know, yesterday, when this whole thing started and initial, people were saying, and folks, these numbers weren't far off. If you remember when this started and really got into full swing, there were people saying that there would be 300,000 to 400,000 people dead by Christmas. And unfortunately, they were absolutely right. More than 80,000 Americans, they expect to die in the next 3 weeks on top of the, 350,000 that are dead right now?
337, 38, 440. Every day is a new grim record, just as devastating. And think of each of those 3,900, 4,000 families every single day experiencing the grief and the sadness of losing a loved one. And, you know, and that's millions of Americans every day who are suffering from this. And, you know, and it's surprising to me, one of the things that's been, I think, for me most troubling is to see that even though there have been some now 11 million doses shipped out of the vaccine, only 2.5 million have actually been administered. There's some fly in the works there that this administration, of course, has once again let down the American public.
Well, here's what it is, and it was very easy to see it was going to happen again. The President of the United States and his administration look at it this way. It's the government's job to get the CDC and all these to get the vaccine. Once they get the vaccine, it's the state's job to distribute it. But unfortunately, after a year of pandemic economies, 70% of the states can't afford to do what the government
right.
wants to do.
And
the
Absolutely
government
right.
the government is just not stepping forward that one extra step by mobilizing the military, by mobilizing. If anybody can move product from one place to another efficiently, it's our military.
And, of course, the vaccine is important, but vaccinations
yes.
are the most important, getting them in the arms. You know, President-elect Biden says there'll be 100 million doses administered in the first 100 days of his administration. Many wonder if that's really realistic. It's been a problem, and of course Trump blames the governors, but his own officials yesterday undercut him and said, "No, we've got to do some things better."
You know, as Joe Biden said, the first 100 days of his administration, there's going to be 1 million vaccinations a day. Well, look at there's 330 million Americans. How many days is it going to take at a million vaccinations a day to do what they, quote, herd immunity with the vaccine?
Right, and of course that's two vaccinations per person, so really only 50 million people in the first 3 months. That's a good start, but this notion that there would be 20 million people vaccinated by today, which was the Trump administration prediction, is it could not be farther off, just stunning to me. And, you know, with all this talk about warp speed and all the supposed planning, they knew this was coming. What another, yet another failure here. It's just, to me, surprising that this continues to be one failure after another in terms of just the basic obligation to protect Americans' health.
Yeah, and I had this discussion with Jill the other day. What upsets me a little is and I spoke with Mark Herko from Sharon Hospital. Sometimes news reporting is a little off on this. I mean, our emergency departments where there's outbreaks are overflowing. Hospitals are not overflowing themselves, but the emergency rooms are so packed and so full, they sometimes at a lot of places can't accept people. And the hospital is so focused on the emergency room, that's where the letdown comes in the rest of the hospital. There's only so many doctors in so many hospitals, and this is such a big, big spread now that you really can't even, it's hard to import traveling doctors and traveling nurses to come into your area. I mean, this is the bad thing about this, and this is why not being able to get the vaccine out to enough people quickly enough is so damning, is the infrastructure of our medical system, the health of the doctors, the nurses who are overworked, is just incredible.
You know, you're absolutely right, and this is this pandemic has revealed lots of inequities in the health system, and of course, we know that that's not going to be improved just because the calendar changes. We're not going to get fewer people dying just because the calendar changes, and the sort of embedded social and racial injustice in this country, that's not going to go away just because the calendar changes. There's a lot to do in the coming year.
And there's so many other problems out there. I mean, and you, we're in the at the tail end of the Trump administration, and you see headlines like U.S. defense officials divided over potential Iranian attack. These are things you don't want to hear right now if you're an American. These are things you don't want to hear.
You definitely don't, and it's stunning that we're sort of, everyone is kind of on pins and needles in terms of the defense administration, the defense officials and intelligence officials about what Iran might do with the anniversary of the killing of their top general Soleimani by the U.S. drones. We don't know what they're going to do, and we don't know what Trump's going to do, who apparently is bolting away from Mar-a-Lago this morning to go back to Washington. He's been sending out these crazy tweets this morning and late last night, you know, see you in Washington on January 6th. And that, of course, marshals the day when the Electoral College votes are certified, generally a pro forma meeting overseen by the Vice President of the United States. But, of course, as you mentioned earlier, the senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, is going to object. And groups are forming already to kind of meet in Washington and hold outdoor rallies and protests, which is, I guess, absolutely their right. But along with that, talks of bringing guns, setting up encampments. Wow, we're in for a wild week.
Yeah, it's strange. Now, we have to remember, 4 years ago when Donald Trump was elected, there were a few Democrats in the House that talked about doing this and said there was mumblings about it, but they never followed through on it like this is going to happen. Is it going to stop Joe Biden from becoming president? No. But is it just another clinch to the people that already think that this government is crooked and the government rigged the elections? It's going to cement the deal for them. It's going to cement the deal for them just by having this go on in the Senate and the House. So it, and then you throw now the latest news story in, Brian, and that and you don't know what to believe. China is now offered bounties on Americans in the Middle East. I mean, what a powder keg we have in the next 20 some days we have to get through.
I'll say it's actually 20 days now, right? It's or 19 days.
19 days.
Noon on January 20th will be the day for many people that they'll celebrate the new year in a way. That's when the champagne corks will really go flying off the bottles.
You know, I can't wait for the time where we can stop talking about the problems that our administration has dealing with states and just move on and look at us, you know, in the worldview. We right now, this country is not based in the worldview, which it was it used to be the leader of the free world. We're not anymore, and this country is not looking at other stories and other worldly involving us anymore. I think it's a big danger of what happened with the America First presentation.
I couldn't agree more. And America First, as President-elect Biden said, has been America alone, which doesn't work, and we've seen that. But, you know, we look back. It was 4 years of Trump. He tried to disrupt things. He tested our mettle, tested our democracy, and I think democracy came out okay. You know, the courts did what they had to do. They observed the law. Members of Congress, for the most part, did what they had to do. Republicans finally conceding the election to Mr. Biden, although not everybody.
Well, we'll see what happens when we speak next year, Brian.
I'll talk to you next year. I tell you, it's been a great year to be on The Breakfast Club. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you and everybody there at the station has a great new year.
And you too, Brian, and we'll speak to you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Brian Ross and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio and robinhoodradio.com.